Cowardly people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I was walking my dogs down the street and I encountered a man who wanted to meet them, visit with them. And as he was clearly enjoying their company, he told me about how his own dog had passed away a while ago, but he didn't have the heart to get a new one because he couldn't go through that suffering again. That story reminded me of one of our dilemmas in life is to avoid suffering, we often give up moments of joy. Dr. Brené Brown in her book, Daring Greatly, calls it forbading joy, how we have a habit when things are going really well, we are worried. We're waiting for the next shoe to drop, as it were. What if my beloved gets hurt? What if my dog runs off? What if I don't make enough money or lose my job? She tells a really powerful story in her book, Daring Greatly, about a man who admitted that he never allowed himself to really be joyful about anything. And then when his wife of 40 years was killed in a car accident, she remembers him saying, quote, "The second I realized my wife was gone, the first thing I thought of was, I should have leaned harder into those moments of joy because they did not protect me from what I feel right now." She says that we consider joy as one of the most terrifying emotions because if we lean into it and soften into it, it will end. But the fact is, just like that man's lesson on his horrible loss of his spouse, not leaning in doesn't make it any easier when the suffering does happen. And here's the kicker on this one. All those dress rehearsals for what could go wrong don't actually protect you from the loss and the pain. And meanwhile, they hurt your well-being. Dr. Lisa Rankin writes on her blog, "Every time you dress rehearse for tragedy, you put your body at risk of disease." What they find is when you're in that flight or fight mentality, it actually reduces your capacity to self-repair. So the way they looked at that in terms of overall health, and there's studies, several studies, but Dr. Rankin referred to this one study of nuns, which is a great subject because you can get rid of some of the variables, like where what they ate or the kind of routine in which they lived. In this particular group, they had the same food, lived in the same place. And what they found is that those most joyful nuns, the ones who described themselves as very happy and joyful, 90% were still alive at the age of 84, compared to only 34% of the least joyful nuns. But you know what? It's not just like our overall health. It's the day-to-day quality of our day. If I'm trying to avoid feeling, like Dr. Brené Brown says, you cannot selectively numb. So if I try to avoid feeling what's showing up, joy or pain, I'm losing the moments. I'm losing the capacity to be present with what is. There is a Gibran quote, "He who has not looked on sorrow will never see joy." And the other piece around joy, Dr. Brown said when she interviewed, she did not interview anyone who was really able to experience joy who did not actively practice gratitude. So the lessons I'm taking away from that man on the street who's choosing not to suffer through the loss of another dog is this. It's worth learning how to be present with whatever feelings are showing up. And it's worth remembering to be grateful for all those little gifts that we have in the course of our day. Let me close with a quote from Dr. Brown. "Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy, the experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light." Dr. Brené Brown.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.